With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Friday, a Meat Friday at that. Great update on DeMar Hamlin. This according to Shams. The breathing tube is out of DeMar Hamlin as of this morning. He's begun talking to his teammates. He's had the breathing tube in his body through his throat since Monday night, but no longer needs it and can breathe fully on his own. Cautiously optimistic. That should be the approach. He's still listed in critical condition in the Cincinnati hospital. All right. Final hour coming up. We'll check in with the Bengals, the different playoff scenarios, and what do they think about what is happening. Also, we want to say good morning to our new affiliate. It's an old affiliate, but they're back on the program with us, Fox 1310, Virginia Beach, Norfolk. And yes, the general manager, Keith Barton, made the smart decision.
Barton.
Yes, he brought us back. So 2 days, two new top 50 market affiliates on new sports stations. Yesterday we had Washington, D.C. So thank you very much for allowing us to try to entertain you every morning. We do it on the radio. We have nearly 400 cities. That's iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and also Peacock, our streaming partner. Download the app, and you can watch for free. It's a Meat Friday, as we always do every Friday. Meat Friday on the Traeger Grills, barbecue sweet pepper meatloaf, salt-crusted loaded baked potatoes. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
I was trying to do my Oprah there. Who has it better than we do?
You get a baked potato. You get a baked potato.
Yeah. I always thought meatloaf got a bad rap because of the name meatloaf.
The word loaf.
Yes.
It's just so unappetizing.
Yeah. It's like, oh, meatloaf. If we could come up with something that was more tantalizing. Yeah, Paul.
We worked on this a few years ago, and I think we came up with Meat Mountain because it sounded more manly
meat
and burly.
Mountain.
Like a mountain. You're going to tackle a mountain of meat. Is it the word loaf?
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
But what about the word just meat in it? It seems redundant. When you look at it, you pretty much
Well, you don't want to say, oh, what are you going to have? Loaf.
Yeah.
You got to come up with something.
So Meat Mountain or Meat Loaf?
Meat Loaf. Yeah.
What about beefcake?
Oh, well, that reminds me of high school.
So, I like beefcake.
Yeah.
What are we having for dinner tonight? Beefcake?
Yeah. Hello.
Beefcake,
here I
mashed
am.
Mashed potatoes, some green beans.
Yes.
Beefcake.
Yes, I am, honey. I'm home. All righty. 877-3DP Show. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Fascinating conversation with Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback. And we were talking about what's going to happen in the offseason. By the way, the Jets are going to start. Joe Flacco at quarterback.
They want to see what they got there with him.
Yeah, I think they want to see, you know, bigger picture, you know, bringing Joe back. But 5 weeks ago, they're in the playoff picture. Now they're down to their third string quarterback and probably looking at a quarterback in the offseason. And Albert Breer talked about that could be a landing spot for Jimmy Garoppolo. Carolina. Could Derek Carr end up there? Could Jimmy Garoppolo end up there? I was told keep an eye on Jimmy Garoppolo going to Vegas. And Albert Breer brought up, if Vegas believes they have a team that can win right now, that he wouldn't be surprised a one-year deal for Tom Brady to try to bring him in. Now, he also brought up the Miami Dolphins. What do you do with Tua? Felt like last year we were still wondering about Tua's future there. Now we're really wondering about his future because of his health. And Albert brought up, could Tom Brady end up in Miami? He was going to end up there a couple of years ago, we thought, but could he end up in Miami playing for the Dolphins? And he said, you know, imagine this. You got your families there. You're divorced, but your kids are there in Miami, and you would be able to see them. You got to factor that in as well. And that was part of the reason why Tom went to Tampa as well, that I think his then-wife Giselle wanted to relocate to Miami if they were leaving New England. They ended up in Tampa, and now that he's divorced, would that play a role? But, you know, there's going to be a lot of Baker Mayfield. I mentioned this when he went to the Rams. Thought it was a brilliant move for both. But could you see enough if you're Sean McVay to go, you know what, I can win with him. I want to stay coaching, and I want him to be the quarterback. Now, you still have Matthew Stafford there. How does that work? How long is Stafford going to be there? But I think you've seen enough with Baker Mayfield that you would want to have him as a quarterback for you. But if he's going to be a backup, does he want to be a backup? I don't think so. Quarterback in waiting, how long are you waiting? Matthew Stafford's not given any time frame, although he did tell his wife on her podcast that he wasn't, you know, retiring. Yeah, Paulie.
Baker with the Rams, 3 starts. He's a 67% passer, 700 yards, which is nice. 4 touchdowns, 1 pick. Not spectacular, not bad.
Yeah, but you don't have Cooper Kupp. They have no weapons there. Mm-hmm. I guess I would. It depends on Matthew Stafford there. All right, poll question for the final hour, Seton O'Connor.
Dan, I got one completely out of left field. If you're interested in that kind of.
Okay, sure, I guess.
This might be really stupid.
It's not a baseball one.
It's definitely not.
But out of left field.
Yeah, so to speak.
Okay.
This might either be really stupid or we might debate it for the next year. Okay. I'm not really sure. It's one of the two.
All right.
But
okay.
I got this. I saw this on a meme on the internet.
Okay.
If you punch yourself and it hurts, you are weak or strong?
Okay.
If you punch yourself and it hurts, are you weak or strong?
What, Paulie?
This is a flawed question because it's almost like your body wouldn't let you punch yourself hard enough to hurt yourself. Like if Marv and
I could hit myself in the face and hurt myself.
But you would never let yourself haul off on yourself.
But I could if I was trying to prove a point, whatever that point
is. You could punch yourself hard enough to leave a bruise.
Yeah. But you know how people try to do
it? Fritzy, punch yourself in the groin right now.
I was going to say, if you had to prove self-defense to a police officer or something like that, you could probably punch yourself really hard if it meant whether you were going to go to jail or not.
Yes, Paul.
No, you can't. You can't. Your body won't let yourself hit yourself that hard. That's why, like insurance scams and things like that, you have your buddy, hey, would you knock me out so I look like I have a big black eye? You wouldn't do it yourself. You'd have your buddy do it. I think it's kind of flawed.
Okay. What are you getting at on this, Seton?
I just think it's an interesting question. I don't think it's flawed, by the way. I understand what Paul's saying, but I don't agree with
it. Does anybody want to try it? Marvin?
Huh?
You're the new guy.
New guy. Yeah. Uh-oh.
I just talked about getting punched in the face a couple of days ago.
Yes.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it Mike Tyson's quote? Everybody talks tough until...
Everybody has a plan until you get punched,
punched
in the face.
In the face.
I love that line.
Thank you, Todd. Sure, if you want to ask that question.
We also had sent in from a fella named Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Which Meatloaf song does Todd sing today for Meat Friday? 2 out of 3, Paradise by the Dashboard Light, or I Would Do Anything for Love?
Yeah, I never understood that. You know, we had Meatloaf in studio a couple of years ago. I should have asked him, you'll do anything, but you won't do that. What is that? I should have asked him that. Since we're having Meatloaf today.
I think the PR person said before the interview, don't ask him what he won't do. So that was off the table. We could have canceled, but we decided to still have him.
That is not true. That is not true.
Right.
No. Good line, though. Good line. I told Fritzy, you haven't had any good lines the first 2 hours. You must be saving them for the final hour.
There you go.
Yeah, 11:09. Want to get into the whole what he won't do thing, okay?
Yeah.
Let's just not ask
him. It's not. We don't go there, okay? We don't go there. Bob in Montana joins us. Hi, Bob. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP.
Hey,
I was going to call on Tuesday, the actual day of Marvin's than a year anniversary of being a dadnet, but it seemed like you guys had a wee bit of a bigger story that day.
Yes.
No disrespect to Marvin, but my question for Marvin is, now that you've been a dadnet for an entire year, what has been your best and worst of that year?
Oh, okay. And you know what? We're not good with anniversaries. We're not good with birthdays around here. So I'm sorry we didn't acknowledge your anniversary, your one-year anniversary of being a dadnet, Marvin.
How dare you guys forgot?
I know.
I didn't know either.
I didn't know. All right. Your best moment and worst moment the past year being a dadnet?
Best moment, being immortalized as a Simpsons character.
Oh, yeah.
Probably my best. And the worst, measuring my hands. Finding out that Seton just had monster hands.
Legacy.
That's Seton's greatest moment is your worst moment.
Easily.
Because Seton realized his hands are massive.
My massive hands.
Compared to yours.
It's just so funny, too, because Marvin was talking about getting in fights the other day. I must have had 15 tweets being like, he can't fight anybody with those hands.
Those little hands.
Little swipes with a little.
Like Rock'em Sock'em Robot. You're a good sport. With small hands. Like a good sport with small hands.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah.
I'm clapping hard as hell.
As hard as you can. Yeah.
It's such a just wispy little.
I know. Just like, no, Marvin, clap. I am as hard as I can. Tom in North Carolina. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan, Danette.
Hi, Tom.
Yeah, I got a question about the playoff, but as I was talking to Tyler, I think I have a business card for him if you'd like to hear it.
Oh, Tyler's business card?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right, sure.
So I got Director of Telecommunications / Culinary Strategist / Pet Control Ambassador.
Wow, that's a big card. Okay. Yeah, I told the Danettes they could come up with their own business cards if they wanted to. Yeah, Paul.
I still have mine from when our bosses bought them.
Well, I said you're going to, they give you like 1,000.
They gave me 1,000. I have 997 left. I put 3 around and that's it.
Oh, everybody was so, I don't know what to put on my business card. I just told everybody, put down producer. And then Paulie waited and he goes, I'm going to put executive producer. I said, well done.
Always go left.
Well done. Sam in Iowa. Hi, Sam. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Great, Sam.
Just trying to share a quick story with you. My buddy is a little league coach. His boy was on the team. One of the kids on the team got hit in the chest with a pitch, and he had that same condition and stopped his heart. He took a couple steps out of the batter's box and just hit the ground. Thank God there was a couple of nurses in the audience, went down, revived him, got him to the hospital. And long story short, he's fine. Everything's fine. There was no damage. And he's gone on. He played sports the next year. Everything was fine. He led a long, healthy life. He's in college now. But, I was just bringing it back to DeMar. If there's no damage, I think, hopefully he'll lead a long, healthy life. And I believe there's a chance he'll come back and play some sports yet.
Yeah, I don't want to speculate, but thank you, Sam. Here's another thing. If you get this opportunity, please do it. If you see a first responder, if you see somebody who's EMT, just say hello, buy them coffee, buy them a sandwich. Just say thank you. I mean, they are unbelievable people. With what they do, they go towards the issue, the problem, the person who needs help. But we only recognize them when we see them in action. But if you get that opportunity, say hello, say thank you. Because Lord knows the people that I dealt with when I was going through my condition, when I was, going to New York and it's during COVID. And those people there in the infusion room is what it's called, where they hook you up to an IV. But those are, what they went through during COVID, and to be there every day, it just, you want to hug them and just say thank you. And if you get that opportunity, do it. And it's not that these people do it to be recognized or to be hugged. But you know what? Everybody can use a little bit of that. But if you get that opportunity, no matter where you are, could be a high school game, you know, college game, those people are there to serve. They're there to help. When things happen, they move quickly. And those first responders in Cincinnati saved DeMar Hamlin's life. Those first couple of minutes, they saved his life. We'll take a break. We'll check in with the Bengals, get their thoughts on the playoff scenarios here and how it affects them. That's right after this Dan Patrick Show. We all have different ideas about success, and we achieve it at different times in different ways. Now, if you've recently changed jobs, maybe you're considering retirement, you're probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. Maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts. Retirement's a big deal. When it comes to investing for retirement, you can't afford to make a mistake, and you shouldn't do it alone. And thanks to Stifel Financial Advisors, they've been helping clients like you for over 130 years. Creating personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and implementing an investment portfolio designed around your needs. And that's just the beginning. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views that enable you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel financial advisor at stifel.com. S-T-I-F-E-L, Stifel.com, Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You can trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
More phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. By the way, it'll be Green Bay hosting the Lions Sunday Night Football. NFC North showdown, Sunday 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Bengals will be in action. They've got the Ravens coming up. Bengals, I think, are a touchdown favorite. Does that feel right, Paulie?
Sure.
Thank you. Jay Morrison covers the Bengals for The Athletic. He joins us on the program. How would you sum up what has happened here in the last 72 hours or longer than that, Jay?
Traumatic for sure on Monday night. A lot of questions going into yesterday, and then a cloud just lifted yesterday when they got news before their morning walkout that DeMar was communicating. It really lifted the mood of this team. I think there were a lot of guys wondering, should I play? That I think has been answered. There might be some questions in the back of their mind still, but that was huge news, and you could just feel it in the locker room yesterday. A lot of these guys have not a lot of these guys, but some of them have personal relationships with DeMar, and you could feel the weight lifted and just the way they were communicating and acting.
Was there anything odd about the play with T. Higgins and DeMar Hamlin?
Not really. It looked like a standard play. Sometimes you see running backs attack like that and kind of lower to initiate contact. It was a little odd to see a receiver turn up field that hard, but he didn't lead with the crown of his helmet. He was just going in and bracing for what looked like a regular football tackle.
I'm wondering, we got the update from Shams earlier today. The breathing tube is out of DeMar Hamlin, and he started talking to his Buffalo Bills teammates. Mm-hmm. Something like that, how that affects the Bengals. You mentioned that, you know, a sense of relief yesterday, but now you get something like this. It almost, and I don't want to speak for them, but I'm just wondering, you know, does this allow them then to go in with that maybe not on their mind as much as they got to play a football game, an important one against the Ravens?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think there'll be a little bit of trepidation and a little bit of concern in pregame. Once they start the game, it's going to feel like a regular football game. There's only one way you can play this game, so I don't think anybody's going to be tenderfooting it around. And as much as people like to complain, maybe the NFL did the Bengals a favor by putting this coin flip possibility in play. If that wasn't, maybe you see them sleepwalking through this game a little bit, because they would have known they already had the division clinched and they would host next week. Now that's not guaranteed. If they lose this game, there's a good chance they're still division champs, but they would have to go on the road.
Okay, what do you think the Bengals, how are they going to react to what's going to happen today at noon when the owners vote on this playoff scenario?
I think they're going to be irate. I think they're right now still working the phones, almost like a Survivor TV show tribal council, where you're trying to garner enough votes to thwart the outcome. They need eight other owners to join them. You need nine total no votes to nix this proposal. It's interesting because it doesn't just affect the Bengals. It affects everybody. That you've never seen them change the rules mid-season. Yeah. I mean, we all grew up with that annoying kid that wanted to change the rules in the middle of the game, and now the NFL is trying to do that. And I think even teams that aren't in the playoffs, that aren't affected, might have pause thinking, well, what are they going to do next time? If this sets a precedent that they can change the rules in the middle of the season, maybe this isn't the best way to go.
But also there's that delicate balance, though, Jay, of the PR look or public, you know, the public reaction to this if the Bengals are complaining about this. I know Joe Mixon came out and said, I didn't know we could change, you know, the rules. Yeah. And he's got a point there. But I just wonder, how did the Bengals approach this without that public backlash?
Well, again, because I don't think it just affects them. It does affect them. But, you know, the Chiefs can't be thrilled with this, because they if they win Saturday, they're the number one seed, and then they still have a possibility of a neutral site for the AFC Championship game. There's a lot at stake here, and I don't think the PR aspect is the camaraderie between Buffalo and Cincinnati has been amazing this week, and it goes back to 2017 when Andy Dalton had that late touchdown pass, put the Bills in the playoffs. The Bills fans donated all this money to Andy's foundation. Andy in turn donates millions of dollars to the Buffalo Children's Cancer Hospital. There's just this great relationship between the fan bases, and I don't think anyone would blame the Bengals for looking out for their best interest in this case. It's not going to hurt Buffalo. to do away with this proposal.
Yeah, that's those are great points there, Jay. You know, when the Bengals started out 2-3, if I would have said, hey, this team is good enough to go to the Super Bowl here at the end of the year, they're not afraid of anybody. Would you have said that after the first couple of weeks?
You know, I would have said the roster was good enough, but are they going to get it figured out in time? It's funny because at 2-3, that was a loss to the Ravens that put them at 2-3. And this, the Ravens are the team they play today or on Sunday. And they learned some things in that game. They have totally changed the way they approach red zone after that game. They tried a Philly special down inside the five. It didn't work. A shovel pass. Those decisions cost them the game. Joe Burrow does not like to go under center. They've changed their running game now. And unless it's goal line or 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, they're running out of the gun ever since that night. It's just, I would have thought it was possible, but not likely. But since that game, since 2-3, and they changed some things, they're on a heater. They've won 10 out of 11, 7 in a row, and they absolutely look like a Super Bowl team right now.
How would you sum up Joe Burrow's demeanor?
Calm, cocky. No, I don't say cocky. Confident, not quite cocky. He is cocky at times. Reserved. He's not a guy. He is all football. You have to force him to do outside media. So far this he's done one commercial. He's not interested in endorsements. He's done one awkward commercial where he smells a pineapple in the aisle of a grocery store. No Cincinnati media member has had a one-on-one with him yet. This is his third season. He does his weekly news conference. He's been accepting of that, but he hasn't been great. Wednesday, after the DeMar thing happened, he was fantastic. His best press conference of the year. He was open. He was honest. And he gave a little peek into his personality, a little more of a peek into his personality that day.
Why do you think he shies away from that? Andrew Luck was like that when he first came in. He didn't do any commercials. RG3 got them all. But Joe certainly exudes that confidence where you would think he would be cashing in off the field as well.
Oh, yeah, he would be great. I mean, he has the look. He has the attitude. It just, I don't think it interests him. He is 100% football. I have no doubt that he leaves the stadium every day, goes home and gets dinner, and he's probably in bed by 9 or 10 and then up early the next morning watching film. It's just, he is 100% football all the time.
Before I let you go, the proximity of the hospital to the stadium in Cincinnati is what? How many miles?
It's 2 miles. It's about a 10-minute drive by car in normal traffic. Obviously, the ambulance would get there much faster, maybe 4 or 5 minutes. It's right up the road near the University of it's on the University of Cincinnati campus. So, it's very close. That's where Ryan Shazier went when he was paralyzed on the field, this same field in a primetime game in 2016. He often credits them with saving his life, saving his career, not saving his career, but saving him and allowing him to be able to resume walking.
Jay, good to talk to you. Thank you for the insights and good luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
That's Jay Morrison, the Bengals beat writer for The Athletic. Some good stuff there. I did not know that about Joe Burrow. We've had him on, but I think we've only had him on once. Once in college, once in the pros. I think we had him like after the second or third week of maybe his rookie season. Does that sound right, Todd?
Yeah, we had him in studio during Super Bowl week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Back. Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
Especially after the Super Bowl. I mean, he went from well-known to Super Bowl brand John America. I'm sure he had tons of endorsement opportunities over last offseason. He became a national quarterback, not a local guy.
Yeah, and he brings up interesting point that it's not just the Bengals affected by this, that Kansas City's affected by this as well. There are other teams affected by this. The owners are supposed to vote on this in about 30 minutes from now, and we'll get a better idea of what's going to happen playoff scenario-wise. I don't know if this is a rule or not, but I think every NFL stadium is within 10 miles of a hospital. And maybe it's not 10 miles. Is it 10 minutes? But I had somebody telling me that the proximity there. And I'm well-versed. I've had family who have been in that hospital in Cincinnati. And so I know the proximity of where it is. but I didn't know time-wise what it is. The importance of that, as Ryan Shazier said, you know, thank God that hospital was 2 miles away. But I think the NFL, I don't know if it's a rule, but I think there's a hospital within 10 minutes of every stadium, something like that. I don't know if you've seen any language on that, Paulie.
We're checking.
All right.
And the Bengals line was 10. When I said, sure, when you said 7, it's actually 10.
Oh, it's 10?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Andrew joins us in Iowa. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Dave. First time, long time. 5'11¾", 210. I'm not forced to watch your show or listen to it. I am stuck in the car and I choose to listen to it. So that being said, I have a favor to ask.
Uh-oh.
Can you make Fritzy say, let's ride, after every time you say thank you, Todd?
Well, I'll ask Todd if he would like to say let's ride, but we're not doing Broncos stuff. I told him the Broncos aren't any good, and we don't talk about them anymore.
I've been kind of muzzled in the Broncos.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
It would be if you forced him to say let's ride, though, every time you said thank you, Todd, then he wouldn't go, you're welcome.
Yeah, I like the you're welcome.
Yeah, I kind of like the you're welcome.
AFC playoff picture. The Jags and Titans can both make the playoffs. I did not realize this, but our audience kept me straight here. Titans beat the Jags. Patriots lose to the Bills. Dolphins lose to the Jets. Steelers lose to the Browns. Okay. That seems simple. Yes, Paulie.
Going back to that caller, the Broncos aren't good. They stink, but at least this year. But they're interesting. Some of those teams that aren't good are interesting because they have awkward situations. Like their coaching situation and their quarterback situation, which one can change, the other can't.
Yeah, the Texans aren't interesting.
No.
They're just bad.
They'll be interesting on draft day for about 5 minutes.
When they're on the clock. You know, I always get nervous when we do comps. Because we always want to know, well, who is he like? Who's he remind you of? And I saw Steve Young said that Brock Purdy reminded him, I think, a little bit of Patrick Mahomes. Well, if he reminded you of Patrick Mahomes, did he remind you of Patrick Mahomes prior to playing? Like, you know what? If you say that when they draft him, okay. But and now you're looking at Brock Purdy differently. It's like, okay, he's like Patrick Mahomes. And then I saw a comp for Bryce Young, the Alabama quarterback. You guys want to guess the comp for Alabama quarterback Bryce Young? Todd, I'll start with you. The NFL comp for a college quarterback.
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields, no. Seton O'Connor.
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees. Marvin.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, bloop, bloop,
whoa,
bloop.
There you go.
Hold on. He's being compared to the most talented person to ever play the position? What kind of, are we setting him up for failure?
I know.
You're comparing him to the most talented person to ever play the position.
Well, I know. You're
ever.
You're being a little sarcastic there. But
that's a curveball because usually player comps are based mostly on height and weight. And Bryce Young's 6 foot 200.
But we always go, oh my God, he reminds me, Luca, who was it? Keith Van Horn. He's like Larry Bird. No, he's not. He's white. That's it.
That's where it stops.
That's where it stops. But we want to give you the ultimate comp there instead of, kind of a average jump shooting guy, not, you know, physical or anything like that. No, he's like Larry Bird. No, he's not. Yeah, Paul.
I think Bryce Young would get the Russell Wilson player comp if Russell Wilson were still playing well because they're the same height and weight. And they scramble more than run. Bryce Young is more play extender, as they like to say.
And the way too early draft analysis with C.J. Stroud might be the best passer, pocket passer there. But Bryce Young, intangibles, you know, trying to figure out these quarterbacks and who's going to play, who can play right away. You know, that was the problem with Zach Wilson. Look, if you struggle to be the starter your final year in college, and then all of a sudden it's like, you know, I found the magic here. I'm going to go right into the NFL. And I thought at the time, if there was going to be a bust, it would be Zach Wilson. You know, even Trey Lance, you haven't played that much. And now the Jets have come out. I think Robert Saleh said, you know, on second thought, we probably should have, you know, kind of eased him into the lineup. Yes, not everybody's ready to play. But we think, oh, you drafted him third overall, second overall. He's got to play right now. No, not everybody. Yeah, Marv.
Aren't player comps probably the most interesting part about the NBA or NFL draft sometimes?
Sure.
How many long, tall, athletic guys have you seen? Oh, it reminds me of Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Didn't we do a player comp bet once where I bet my life that Doug McDermott of Creighton would be compared to, it was like Tom Google. I don't know who it was. It was like Adam Morrison. It was, yeah, Adam Morrison would be.
And didn't we say that within the first 2 minutes
yes.
of when the draft pick is announced that we'll get video
yeah.
or an acknowledgement
or verbal comp
of Adam Morrison?
And it was funny because Doug Morrison out of Creighton, when they were talking about him on draft day when he's being drafted, they said he's not really an Adam Morrison type. He's more of this.
Yeah.
And that
and you wanted credit for that.
I'm pretty sure Paul got lawyers on the phone.
He did.
Over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Different professors.
Yeah. Technically, they did mention Adam Morrison. Yeah,
this hold up in court?
I think there was also a Joey Bosa, J.J. Watt bet comparison where I think I bet my life.
Was it Joey or Nick?
First Joey, then Nick.
Okay. Yes, Marv.
I think Nick was compared to Jared Allen. Nick Bosa was compared to Jared Allen, I think.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, all right, he seems like more Dwight Freeney, but all right, the white guy, okay.
Dwight Freeney.
Dwight guy. Hall of Fame nominee, all Dwight right. Freeney, and then there's Dwight Guy. Okay. Nick Bosa. He's going to get Defensive Player of the Year, I think.
It looked like Micah Parsons the whole first half of the year.
Absolutely. Yeah, probably going to be then. All right, let's take a break. If you're watching on Peacock, Tyler is right now putting the spread together outside in the picnic area, right off the Traeger Grills. We will take a break. More phone calls coming up. Close up shop right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Once again, that's Todd Rundgren. Yes, Mark.
Is he the same guy who sings Hello, It's Me?
Yeah.
That's the same guy?
Yeah. And I think that he was the stepdad to Liv Tyler. I think Liv Tyler's dad is Steven Tyler. Mm-hmm. But Todd Rundgren then married, I think, the woman who is the mother of Liv Tyler. So Todd Rundgren, I think, is the stepdad to Liv Tyler, if that sounds right. Seton, does that sound like a...
That rings a bell.
All righty.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. We just went outside, and it's a little chilly here. You can see your breath. We got the Traeger's fired up, the meatloaf, and who would have thought? I'm not a meatloaf guy, but when it's on the Traeger, I like the meatloaf. It's pretty tasty there. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
All right, what we learn, what's in store for Monday, this day in sports history. Once again, we want to... say thank you. Welcome our two new affiliates there, Virginia Beach, Norfolk, and
the answer.
And D.C. as well. Thank you being a part of the Dan Patrick program. Joshua from Texas joins us. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Josh.
First time, long time.
Mm-hmm.
5'9", buck 75, dripping wet.
Okay.
I got an answer to your meatloaf question.
Oh.
So... when he says, I won't do that, he answers it before every time he goes to the chorus. So he says, I'll never forget the way I feel right now. Oh, no. That's what he's saying I won't do.
So I'll do anything, but I won't do that.
That's it. Huh. And he does it three times, three different answers to that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Joshua. A big mystery of meatloaf there.
So I'll do anything for love, but I won't forget about
I don't know.
Feeling like I'm in love? Is that what it was?
I think.
I think
that cleared nothing up.
They could have come up with something better than that.
I know less now.
Yeah. The update on DeMar Hamlin, once again, is according to Shams, the breathing tube is out of DeMar Hamlin. They took it out this morning. He's begun talking to his teammates. He's had the breathing tube in his body. They went in through his throat on Monday night. No longer needs it, can breathe fully on his own. Yeah, I'm pulling.
Less importantly, but I did get the history of meatloaf for you. And it's originally, a lot of people think back in France, they would scrap together different meats as leftovers and kind of pack it together in some type of dish.
Mm-hmm.
And then to make it look more appealing, they would put some type of glaze on top after taking it from the oven, which is the, so it's the forefather of today's meatloaf.
Oh.
That's how they did it. Back to you.
But why did they call it meatloaf?
No idea.
Okay. Because I think more people would eat meatloaf if they had a different name.
Because it's like you get a bunch of meat and you pack it together like it's a loaf of bread.
Yeah, they said it was made. That's one thing, because it was baked in baking dishes, so it makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Right. Like a loaf of bread.
Yeah, I got it. Fruitcake's another one that just doesn't do well.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
during the holidays.
Though? If it was like said in French or something, though, if it was like Le Jambon Servie, you'd be like, oh, it's the best. It's the best. It's like my favorite part of the holidays.
Is that an actual word you just said?
I just made
it up. You just made it up. Anyway, sounded pretty good there. This day in sports history, Paulie.
1942, the NCAA outlawed the Y formation.
Why?
There you go. Right on cue. Good job, buddy.
Thank you, Tom.
Y formation.
Here's a quiz.
Wait, wasn't today the anniversary of Nancy Kerrigan?
It sure was.
Why?
Theme show.
29 years ago.
The Y formation.
Soak it in, Virginia Beach.
I'm from Zanesville, Ohio, and they have a Y bridge there.
Look at you.
You okay.
You're on a roll right now.
Thank you. I must be butter.
1976, Ted Turner purchased the Atlanta Braves for blank million dollars. For blank million dollars. Guess.
1976?
Yep.
$3 million.
$12 million. Seems like a good deal.
$12 million.
1988, a 7-fight deal. Mike Tyson and HBO, one of the biggest deals ever given to an individual athlete. 1997, Peter O'Malley announced that the Dodgers were for sale. 1998, Barry Switzer resigned as head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And last one, 2010, NBA Commissioner David Stern suspended Gilbert Arenas for bringing guns in the locker room.
That's
a no-no.
Come on.
There was no sign outside the locker room.
Yeah. Yes, Seton.
You know, back when Ted Turner bought the Braves for, what, $12 million?
Yeah.
There was probably people at the time who were like, oh, but this is ridiculous. $12 million for a baseball team? This is ridiculous. Where does it stop? Where does it stop? You can't possibly keep this up.
Yeah. Let me see. What else do I have here? Are you proud of yourself?
Actual audio.
That was $12 million? This is ridiculous. What? For a baseball team?
Let's see. Michael Strahan sacked Brett Favre on this day.
Did he?
With less than 3 minutes to go in the loss to the Packers, that gave him 22.5 sacks. Let me see.
I got something for you. You're not going to believe this synergy. Todd Rundgren, who the song we just played.
Yeah.
He was a producer on Meatloaf's Bat Outta Hell album, which is his biggest album of all time. Todd Rundgren is one of the...
What?
Synergy.
We're having Meatloaf. We played Todd Rundgren, and we wanted to know the question. I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that. Tony Romo, on this day, bobbles the snap, potential go-ahead field goal attempt. Cowboys lose the wild card matchup with the Seahawks 21-20.
It's just disappointing.
Thank you.
Too soon. Way too soon.
Also, on this date, the quarterback who is the second quarterback in NFL history to score a touchdown off his own pass. I don't know who the other one is. Yeah, Paulie.
Jeff Garcia?
Well, maybe he's the other one.
Oh.
Marvin?
Brad Johnson?
No. Todd?
Bernie Kosar?
No.
Bernie Kosar?
Seton?
Who is it?
Marcus Mariota.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
He's some
years. Yeah, he got a touchdown pass and a win over the Chiefs, 22-21. Final results of the poll question today. Why are you always surprised when I go to you?
I don't know about always.
Most of the time.
Occasionally.
Seton, you got an update on the poll results?
Yeah, which Meatloaf song does Todd sing today? It would have been I Would Do Anything for Love, but luckily he didn't do that.
Thank
Best
God.
Place for a neutral site AFC Championship game. Nashville is still winning it on this one. Indianapolis wins big.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Podcast, 1215 podcast, The Backroom Guys, where they wrap up the entire week. That'll be available on the website at danpatrick.com. Sign up for the Sprinter van, and I think Seton might be going with the French kid again across country. Yes.
Hangover 2?
Yeah.
Hangover 2. Coming back with face tattoos. Let's go.
Todd, what did you learn?
There have already been 90 40-point games in the NBA so far this season. The previous mark was only 66. What?
Seton. Never mind. Marvin.
What?
Player comps make you nervous.
Yes, they do. What we learned brought to you by Discover.
The most talented ever play the position.
Redeem your rewards. For cash at any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you on Monday. Dan Patrick Show.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.